NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio's Gabriel Mann condemns the decision by the Ohio Department of Health to revoke an operating license for a Dayton area abortion clinic.
Well, this definitely appears to be a witch hunt.
Ohio law gives the state's health department the authority to regulate abortion clinics and set standards for operation. Mann says the problem is the bar for doing that keeps moving.
The way that the Ohio Department of Health appears to be applying these rules, it doesn't seem to be very clear. They're asking for a number of backup doctors that seems to change with every application for a variance. We're seeing a lack of transparency in when and how the Department of Health is choosing to apply these guidelines.
While the Dayton Clinic plans to appeal the state's ruling, it is likely this will eventually end up in court, just like other abortion laws recently passed by the legislature. Mann says the real problem here is the state is trying to keep Ohio women from having legal and constitutional access to abortion.
Ohio lost half of their abortion clinics during the Kasich administration. We went from 16 to 8, now we're up to 9. We know that many of the policies that this legislature has put in place, legislators under Governor Kasich, have had an effect in reducing clinic access, closing clinics, making it harder for women to get appointments.
That's just fine with Ohio Right to Life's Katie Franklin. Her organization has been the driving force for many of the new laws in place.
It's not just a matter of a witch hunt or shutting abortion facilities down for the sake of it. It really is because there are cases of emergency that need to be addressed, and that is something that the Ohio Department of Health is seeing addressed.
Franklin says there have been incidents at abortion clinics where women have been harmed by doctors and insists these restrictions by Ohio's health department are meant to remedy those problems. She says, much to her chagrin, abortion clinics in Ohio are not going to be closing anytime soon.
So abortionists are finding ways to change their practices to meet current law and to meet standards from the Ohio Department of Health. I don't think that abortion is just going to disappear. I think that we're just going to see maybe gradual decreases and changes in how abortions occur in the state of Ohio.
Those standards and rules could be changing in the coming weeks. The Ohio legislature is expected to approve at least one bill that would ban abortions at 20 weeks of gestation. Another bill regarding disposal of fetal remains might also pass the legislature during this lame duck session. It should be noted that the president of Ohio Right to Life, Mike Ganadakis, also heads up the state medical board, but Ganadakis has recused himself from the Dayton Clinic case. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.